We're delighted to have you with us today. I want to invite you to take your Bibles. Actually, you won't be needing them so much this morning. I invite you to take a look at the screen. And tonight, we're going to take this passage from Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20 and 21. And we're going to look in detail at the context. But this morning, I want to do something just a little bit different. With regard to the Bible, so many people consider it a book so hard to understand. And there are things in it that are hard. There are things in it that are difficult. And there are things in it you can spend the rest of your life continuing to see and understand all that is said in it and all the things that are there. But can you sum it up? Can you take a sentence and sum it up? And sum up the entire Bible. There's a theologian, or was a theologian, by the name of Dr. Karl Barth. He lived from 1886 until 1968. I first heard this quotation in the form of the paragraph that I'm about to put up on the screen. And the paragraph that I'm about to put up on the screen is a devotional that is given by in a second, it'll come back. Billy Graham, there it is. But this was a devotional that was given by Billy Graham. And in it, he says this. The great Swiss theologian, Dr. Karl Barth, was probably in his generation the greatest theologian in the world and a great philosopher as well. I did not always agree with him, but he was my friend and I respected him. While he was in this country, a student at one of the seminaries said, Dr. Barth, what is the greatest truth that has ever crossed your mind? All the seminary students were sitting on the edge of their seats to hear some great, profound, deep, complicated answer. Dr. Barth slowly raised his great, shaggy, gray head and looked at the students and said, Jesus loves me. This I know. Or the Bible tells me so. That's the way I'd always heard that quote. And I got to doing some research on it and come to find out it wasn't just on occasion when Dr. Barth made this statement. And the question that was asked of him in different locations may have been a little different than was asked here. Because it seems like that at the seminary, especially in Chicago, which is where most memories come from this quotation. The specific question that he was asked was, what is the summary of all the books that you've written? And he says, the summary of everything that I've ever written and the summary of everything that I've ever tried to say is Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Which is exactly the sum of the Bible. You know that before you get to kindergarten. The first song that you hear from your parents is this one. The first song that we learn to sing is no doubt this one. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And you never come to a higher truth. You never come to a more profound statement. You never come to a greater summary of what the entire Bible is about and what it's trying to say. These are the words of the song. The song is written by Anna Bartlett Warner. Actually, the poem is. Music was written by another individual, but these are the words of the entire song. I have not included the chorus because it didn't have room, but the chorus is the same for all four stanzas or for all four verses. And the chorus, all of us know, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. But the words of the song go like this. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gates to open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let his little child come in. Jesus loves me still, when I'm very weak and ill. From his shining throne on high, comes to watch me where I lie. Jesus loves me. He will stay close beside me all the way. He's prepared a home for me, and someday his face I'll see. I used this in a devotional with our granddaughters this past week. We had just a few seconds, and I told them, I said, do you know the song, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know? And they finished it out, for the Bible tells me so. I said, do you understand the word profound? Profound means deep. Profound means something great. Profound means a thought where you can never surpass it with regard to all that is intended and all that is meant by those words. And even though this is a song they have known from the time they were able to speak, they will never have a more profound thought, a more truthful statement, a more important thing to know and to remember and to live by. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. Jesus. Jesus. The one we read about in the Bible, the one the entire Bible is about, the one who died on the cross, the one whom the apostles saw perform all of those miracles, the ones whom the apostles came to know and understand was the very one that all of the prophets were writing about, the very one that was written about in all of the Bible, and even that, the very one who existed with God, who was God himself. And so this Jesus who loves me is the creator. He is the one who made me. He's the one who created everything around me and has given me everything that there is. He's the creator, and he is my savior. He is the one who died for me and paid every sin that belongs to me and paid the penalty and the price for every single one of them. And he is my judge, the only one that I will have to be concerned about, the only one that I will stand in front of, the only one who will call to account everything, every single thing that I have done in life. This is the Jesus who loves. This Jesus loves. He doesn't hate. He's not angry. He loves. And he loves me. By loving, it simply means that he seeks what is very best for me. He doesn't love me in the sense that he wants everything for me that I want. He seeks for me what is best for me. He wants me to know who I am and where I came from. He knows, wants me to know where I'm going. He wants me to know what he has in store for me. He wants me to know all that there is for me from God and what it would be like to live with him eternally as God's very child. He loves. He loves me so much. From this song, I started saying to our boys when they were little, I love you too much to let you act that way. I love you too much to let you do that. I love you too much to let you get away with that. And Jesus, in the same way with us, he loves me too much not to allow me to feel shame when I've done something I should not have done. He loves me too much not to allow me to feel guilt when I know that I've walked away from the way that he would have me to go. He loves me too much not to give me the consequences for the decisions that I make that are wrong. He knows what's at stake, and he loves me too much to leave me alone and to allow me to go undisciplined through this life. And so he does everything that he can to point me to him and to point me to the way of truth. Jesus loves me. Me. Every single one of us. All of humanity. But me. Even when I don't feel like he loves me very much, he loves me as he loves every single one of us. Jesus loves me. This I know, not a wish, It's a reality. It's a truth. It's not something I desire. It's something that is. It's something, not something that I hope to be. It is something that is. And He has already demonstrated this love for me. He's shown it to me. He's shown it to me in the life that He lived, the death that He died. He's shown it to me in everything that He's made around this, around me in this world that He's created for me. Jesus loves me. That's a reality. That's a truth. That is a truth and a reality that never goes away. I know because the Bible tells me so. I know because God's Word tells me so. And when we understand that the Bible tells me so, we understand that He says so. Jesus loves me, this I know, because He says so. And because God said so. And when I read the Bible, I'm reading what Jesus says to me. And when I read the Bible, I'm reading what God says to me. He's the one who tells me. He's the one who has told me, and He's the one who has shown me. This is not about my feelings. But sometimes I don't feel very lovable. Sometimes I don't feel like God very much, that God loves me very much. But in spite of all that I feel, and in spite of all of those fleeting emotions and feelings that I have, He still tells me, I love you. And this is how much He loves me. And He shows me by the death that He died on the cross. Jesus loves me. This I know because the Bible tells me so. Not because of how I feel about me. And this love that Jesus has for me, this love that Jesus has for every single one of us, is offered to us and available to us for as long as we live. The very fact that you and I are still alive today means Jesus loves us and He wants us. And He desires us to come to Him. He desires us to trust Him. He desires us to believe in Him. And we have for as long as we live in this life to come to Him, to choose Him, and to trust in His love for us. And then we have His promise of living with Him forever. But if I choose not to love Him, if I choose not to trust His love for me, if I choose not to honor that love that He's shown to me, then I will be separated from Him forever. And as long as I have this life, I can choose to love Him. I can change my mind and come to Him and come home to Him. Jesus loves me. This I know. Because the Bible tells me so. So what am I doing with that love? How am I responding to that love? How am I living in light of that love? Are you in Christ? Do you need to come home to Him? If you need to come home to Christ, if you need to be baptized into Christ, we offer you His invitation as together we stand and as we sing.